Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool evening is settling in across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild night. In Haifa, the sea breeze adds a refreshing touch. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports that Hamas is trying to bring Gaza into negotiations between Iran and the U.S., similar to recent talks regarding Lebanon. Also, earlier today, Ynet reveals Israel has warned that Iran is shifting its terror focus to the West Bank, using Turkey as a base. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports police have discovered a possible terror tunnel running from the West Bank toward Jerusalem, leading to two arrests. Separately, 24 News covers Iran's plan to charge billions for managing the Strait of Hormuz, as former President Trump denies such a scheme. And finally, earlier today, a joint GCC-US statement calls for the disarmament of non-state armed groups in Lebanon, as reported by Al Arabiya. Here's what people are saying online. I2-4NEWS English posted just minutes ago about Iran's plan to charge for the Strait of Hormuz management, as Trump denies the report. Raylan Givens commented that the Emiratis are having unprecedented conversations with Iranians, including with the IRGC, as of a few minutes ago. Al Arabiya English, posting recently, detailed the joint GCC-US statement calling for disarmament in Lebanon and reassurance on Gaza's status. Let's go deeper. Starting with negotiations, Walla reports Hamas seeks to influence Iran-US talks, hoping to align Gaza with the negotiations over Lebanon. This underscores a strategic move to bring Gaza's issues to the forefront. Such a development could shift regional dynamics significantly. Turning to the West Bank, Ynet reveals Israel's concern about Iran's new focus there, utilizing Turkey and cryptocurrencies for funding terror activities. As the IDF races to counter these networks, the potential for increased instability in the region looms. Meanwhile, the discovery of a possible terror tunnel, reported by Times of Israel, highlights ongoing security challenges. The arrests related to this tunnel underline the continued threat of underground operations targeting Jerusalem. This poses a direct risk to civilian safety. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News discusses Iran's financial demands for the Strait of Hormuz. This move could strain international relations, especially with the U.S. denying such claims. Control over this vital waterway remains a critical geopolitical issue. Finally, in earlier reporting, a GCC-US statement emphasizes disarming Lebanon's armed groups, while ensuring no forced displacement in Gaza. This collaborative effort aims to support stability in Lebanon and safeguard Palestinian territories. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports Yohananof will start offering discounts on Apple products, including iPads and Apple Watches, starting this evening. These offers present a competitive edge in the retail market. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a significant investment by two new French immigrants in an Israeli hostel chain aiming to expand tourism infrastructure. This investment is a boost to the hospitality sector. And finally, CTech reports Deloitte Israel's acquisition of Vision.by, enhancing its AI and data capabilities. This acquisition reflects the growing demand for advanced data solutions in the business world. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.